his books were all at hand whenever a man had a few hours off for candy eating and reading. There had been provided for every man on the expedition 100 pounds of candy, about 1/4 pound for each day the party remained in Antarctica. This amount of candy was at least 4 times what the men would have eaten back home, but it was no more than enough for them. The terrific cold of Antarctica compelled every man to keep up in his body more heat than would have been necessary in warmer lands, and candy makes great heat in the body. Admiral Byrd believed in taking the best care of his party. For this reason, his men always had candy to eat and books to read during leisure moments. And certainly there was plenty of leisure after the dark months arrived, following the construction of the village of Little America upon Ross Ice Field. The buildings of this little settlement, arranged in 3 groups, formed the largest and the most nearly complete community that had ever been built in the polar regions. They also provided both homes and workshops for Admiral Byrd's men.